LA Teachers Union demands 20% pay raise, reduced class size, less standardized testing. The Los Angeles Teachers Union is demanding a 20% pay raise over the next 2 years for LA Unified School District teachers, citing stress from living costs and COVID-19 pandemic learning loss. United Teachers of LA, which has 35,000 members, held 3 simultaneous rallies across the district December 5. At the rally, UTLA President Cecily Myart Cruz said high costs of living and housing in LA are untenable. When you can't even afford to live, you work, we've got a problem, she said. In addition to increased wages, the union, which has been in negotiations with LAUSD since May, is requesting reduced class sizes and less standardized testing. Union officials argued that standardized tests that are not state or federally mandated should be optional for teachers, saying such tests take up valuable instruction time. Myart Cruz said the nationwide teacher shortage, which has hit California particularly hard, means classroom sizes have expanded, creating an additional burden on teachers. This district has had 7 whole months to address the educator shortage and to make sure that every student has a classroom teacher, every student has a school nurse, every student has a counselor and a librarian and mental health support, Myart Cruz said. Over the next 4 years, the union is proposing reducing class size by 5 students for first grade and 7 students for math and English classes for 7th graders and early high schoolers. LAUSD data on current average classroom size was not immediately available. Enrollment has dropped nearly 60,000 from pre-pandemic numbers, from 608,000 in the 2018-19 school year to 548,000 in the 2021-22 school year, according to the district. In March, district officials predicted enrollment would begin to drop by about 4% each year over the next decade, reaching below 400,000 in just 2 years. The district previously saw an enrollment decline rate of about 2% in the past 5 years. Officials said in a statement December 5 that the district is continuing to meet with labor partners regularly. We respect and acknowledge the dedication of our employees and the need to compensate them fairly in this current economic environment, LAUSD statement read. We remain dedicated to avoiding protracted negotiations to keep the focus on our students and student achievement. Since he stepped in earlier this year, LAUSD Superintendent Alberto Carvalho has warned the district of economic hardship in the years to come due to a perfect storm of declining enrollment and declining funds, since state funding is largely based on enrollment numbers. During a December 6 board meeting, Carvalho said that while the LAUSD may have extra federal pandemic funds now, that will not always be the case. He said he was unwilling to authorize the 20% raise now only to lay teachers off in a few years when funds run low. Currently, the base salary for a first-year teacher without credentials or with alternative certification is $48,916 per year, while a credentialed first-year teacher earns $56,100, according to the school district. Teachers also earn more pay based on other skills, including those who hold advanced degrees. A teacher with 10 years of experience can earn between $61,000 and $98,100 depending on credentials, the level of degree earned, and professional development courses completed, according to the district. In January of 2019, more than 30,000 UTLA members held a 6-day strike, demanding pay raises, smaller class sizes, better staffed schools, and protesting charter schools. That strike ended after the district and union reached an agreement that included a 6% pay raise for teachers, a reduction in class size by 4 students per class over 3 years, and a promise to provide a full-time nurse and librarian for every school.